And in order to be yourself, you need to know yourself to some extent. You need to know what's really you and what isn't. And that means give yourself permission to bring into awareness what are the things that you've learned that actually resonate with you, that ring true for you, and what are the things that don't. And be honest. And I recommend you be quite ruthlessly honest about that, because I would be pretty certain that there'll be things that you've learned either from the books or from your teachers, which it was true for them, but actually something in your energy body went, well, I don't think so. Well, I'm not sure about that. And it's just a question of paying attention to that, because it goes back to that, what is it that gets conveyed? You know, when you're in the room with someone, a lot of what gets conveyed is your own conviction about what you're doing and your own belief, your own self-belief and the confidence in your work and the ability that you have to trust the healing process largely comes out of the degree to which you're simply aligned with who you are. If you're not aligned with who you are, you haven't learned to trust your own process, then it's going to be very difficult for you to convey that to someone else. So your own fears and your own anxieties, your own uncertainties, all of those things will be getting conveyed whether we like it or not. People do pick up on them. So again, I'm not advocating that we have to be perfect and sorted and totally healed before we can help anyone. To me, it's just a question of bringing a bit of awareness to the things that actually really truthfully are you. What are the aspects that are true expressions of you and which ones aren't? And be aware that it changes over time. So the things that you were once passionate about in your homeopathy, there may come a time when you're ready to drop that. You don't need to do that anymore. And I noticed that in my own practice. There was a time when I used to love, for example, I used to love preparing the remedies and putting them in little envelopes and writing the name on and putting bubble wrap around it and sending it off. There was something magic about that for me, until I'd done it a few thousand times. And then I felt like I may as well be working in a post office, going like, bong, bong, you know. It just became an automatic routine thing that I no longer enjoyed. And so at that point, once I made that conscious, I said, okay, I can drop this now. This is not really what I trained to do. You know, there's nothing inherently healing about wrapping up things in bubble wrap and sending them off. I mean, you can still bring a healing to intention to it, I accept that. But it wasn't nurturing me. You know, there was no passion in that for me anymore. So